the week of activities, and as I said, for the rest of our lives, is to make sure that nothing happens in any corner of the world and the rest of us don't know about it and the rest of us don't speak out. Our next speaker is Carlos Chen. He is here tonight with us representing his community of Rio Negro, Rabinal in Guatemala. His community was destroyed by a World Bank and Inter-American Development Bank funded dam. He has been on a speaking tour to build support for his community's demands for reparations from the World Bank. The Rights Action newsletter, which is available in the front table, has more details and more information about the dam and the reparations campaign that the people of Guatemala are demanding from the World Bank. Carlos will also be talking about what the names on the wall represent. Please welcome, help me to welcome Carlos Chen.
Buenas noches. Mi nombre es Carlos Chen, vengo de Guatemala.
My name is Carlos Chen, I'm from Guatemala.
Me da un gusto estar aquí con ustedes en esta noche. Quiero decir que ya es tiempo. Estamos en el año 2000 y es el momento que vamos a abrir los ojos por todo lo que ha pasado por mucho tiempo.
And it's a pleasure for me to be here tonight, and I want to say that it's time that we opened our eyes. It's the year 2000, and it's time that we look at everything that's happened.
Ya no podemos permitir más que los ricos nos sigan explotando, nos sigan matando. Ellos quieren vivir solo en este mundo, pero Dios nos ha dado una herencia para todo.
It's not possible that the rich continue exploiting us. They want to live alone in the world, but this isn't possible because God has given us an inheritance.
Yo soy un sobreviviente de la aldea de Río Negro, donde el INDE construyeron una represa con el fondo del Banco Mundial y Banco Interamericano.
I'm a survivor of the town of Rio Negro, where the Guatemala National Electric Company, INDE, built a dam with the funds from the World Bank.
Hablaron sobre desarrollo de las comunidades del pueblo de Guatemala. Pero para mí no es un desarrollo, porque nos quitaron nuestras tierras. Inundaron el patrimonio de mis ancestros mayas. Mataron a mi gente.
They spoke about development for the towns of Guatemala, but for me it wasn't development because they stole our lands and they flooded the sites of our ancestors and they killed our people.
Ahí tenemos una manta. Lástima, no podemos ver las letras grandes donde dice se construyó la represa. Pero con sangre, con lágrimas de la comunidad de aldea Río Negro, Rabinal Baja Verapaz.
There on the wall is a banner, and we can't see the words at the top, but what they say is that they built the dam of Chicxoy with the blood and the tears of the people of Río Negro.
En mi aldea Río Negro mataron 444 campesinos solo en mi aldea. En mi aldea sufrió 5 masacres.
In my town, they killed 444 people, just of my town. We suffered 5 massacres.
Todos los nombres que están en la manta son mujeres, son niños, mujeres embarazadas. Esa masacre fue ocurrido el 13 de marzo del año 82, cuando el ejército paramilitares llegaron a las aldeas y torturaron, violaron, estrellaron a los niños entre las piedras y palos.
All of the names on that banner are women and children and women who were pregnant. They were killed on the 13th of March in 1982 when the military and the paramilitaries came to the town and they killed and raped and the women and they smashed the children into the rocks.
La primera masacre hicieron el 13 de febrero del 82. Fue una aldea Shokok. Cuando escucharon los militares y paramilitares que exhumamos estos restos de las mujeres y los niños, ellos empezaron a sacar los restos de mis hermanos hombres y los quemaron. Entonces quiero decir de que los 73 ya no podemos ver y ya no podemos realizar las exhumaciones porque fueron quemados en el año 94.
So this was the second massacre. There was the first massacre was of 74 men, and we exhumed the bodies of the people who were listed there. But when the paramilitaries that had carried out this massacre heard that we did this, they dug up all the bodies of the people that they had of the people from the first massacre and destroyed them, so that now we can't have the remains of those loved ones.
El 14 de mayo mataron 84 cerca de la represa Pueblo Viejo Chicxoy. 15 mujeres fueron llevadas en helicóptero y hasta ahorita no sabemos el paradero.
And ¿qué fecha?
14 de mayo.
The 14th of May they massacred 94 people and 15 women were taken off in helicopters and we don't know where they ended up.
El 14 de septiembre mataron a 92 campesinos en un lugar también. Reunieron en una casa, cerraron la puerta, empezaron a tirar con armas. Cuando todos están muertos, otros agonizando, empezaron a quemar la casa encima. Todos fueron carbonizados.
And the 13th of September, all of this in 1982, they killed... ¿Cuántos?
92.
They killed 92 people, and they brought them together in a house, and then after they killed them with arms, and some of them were still alive and in pain, they burned down the house on top of them, and everyone was burned and charred.
Solo por el hecho, porque mi comunidad... No querían salir del lugar. La tierra en Río Negro es de mis antepasados, es de mis abuelos, de mis padres y de nosotros. Allí crecimos. Nosotros nos opusimos que no vamos a salir, no vamos a permitir que van a hacer la represa. Pero como el gobierno, los ricos tenían el ejército para matar y para amenazar a los pueblos indígenas.
And all of this because my community refused to leave. They said that we were going to block the dam and that we wouldn't leave because we knew that the land was of our ancestors. And the rich people had the army to get rid of the indigenous peoples.
Los sobrevivientes que están ahora, los que sobrevivimos, tuvimos que estar en la montaña defendiendo nuestra vida. Porque sabemos de que mataron a nuestras esposas, a nuestros hijos. Llegó un momento que el ejército empezaron a tirar volantes para que bajamos al pueblo a entregar nuestra vida.
The survivors who live today had to hide out for 5 years in the mountains because they knew that all of their relatives had been killed. And then the army began putting... throwing from papers over the mountains to say that we should come down. Es que están mostrando que hay como dos minutos.
Entonces quiero decir de que estoy muy contento de toda la protesta que están haciendo. Y estoy aquí, he dejado a mi pueblo, he dejado a mi hogar, porque sé de que estoy hablando por todo lo que pasó. Hay muchas viudas, muchos huérfanos hoy día que están en una extrema pobreza, mientras los ricos, ellos haciendo mucho dinero.
So I want to say that I'm very happy to be here with the protests now, but I've left my home to come here because the widows and the orphans are living in an extreme poverty, And while the rich people are making a lot of money.
Entonces la gira que estoy haciendo es pidiendo apoyo de varias organizaciones de derechos humanos a varias iglesias, universidades, colegios, para que juntos podamos luchar para que el Banco Mundial empiece a reparar todos los daños que se ha causado de tantas represas, tantas cosas que han financiado.
And so I'm here asking for help from human rights organizations and churches so that the World Bank will begin making reparations for all of the damages that it's done in building so many dams and all the projects that they've financed.
Esta es la voz de todos mis hermanos que fueron masacrados. Ya no están ellos en este momento, ya están muertos. Pero gracias a Dios, a mis antepasados, ancestros mayas, a mis hermanos que fueron masacrados hace 20 años, por estar publicando todo lo que pasó. Y espero que ellos que me den fuerza, que me den valor, y a ustedes también les pido el apoyo. Es una manera de que nosotros los cristianos católicos debemos decir, basta ya de tanta sangre, ya no queremos más guerra. Queremos paz, queremos libertad. Muchas gracias.
This is the voice of all the people who were massacred. They're not here today to speak, but I thank the strength of all my ancestors who were killed in my 20 years ago and all of my Mayan ancestors who are here giving me the strength to publish what I'm saying. And now it's time that all of the churches stand up and say that there's been enough blood.
The churches, the students, ordinary people, everyday people, we have to stand up and say enough is enough. If we do not speak out, we are complicit in the crimes, in the atrocities that are committed around the world. We have a responsibility to speak out, and I believe that's why so many of you are here in Washington. So many of you have been organizing and holding teachings to make sure that the word gets out. The word gets out, and we demand accountability from these institutions so that when the World Bank and IMF staff are asking why us. It is over 400 people massacred in Guatemala. That's why them. I was on a panel about a week and a half ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, at American University alongside someone from the World Bank and the IMF. And when I talked about the corruption that the World Bank and the IMF funded and fueled in Haiti, in Nicaragua, in the Philippines, in Somalia, in Liberia, in Kenya, and in many other places, one of the guys who was on the panel with me said, well, but all those dictators are not around anymore. They are all gone. So one, I reminded him that the dictator from my home country, the person who has been responsible for a lot of the deaths, is still in power. And if he wanted to pursue that logic, I would be happy to pursue it. The people, the children being born today were not there when the debts were accumulated. They should not be asked to pay the debts. He did not like that kind of logic. I thought it was impeccable logic.